We don't smoke even. We don't spend a paisa for self-education.
There's one billion.
And you spend money for cigarette, for cinema, for restaurant, unnecessary. We don't spend a farthing for all this purpose. Simply we take little rice, chapati, that's all. Is still your culprit.
And the effect is a result that we spend very lavishly for the deities, but for ourselves we only learn.
So it is not credit. It is spent for God. We are servant of God. We want to see God larger to situate it. And for us we have no compass. We don't care for any compass. We simply spend minimum just to keep the body and soul together. That's all. We don't spend a farthing for our sense of this. This should be noted down. If some case is there, this should be present. We don't go to restaurant, we don't go to cinema, we don't spend lavishly for dress or something else. No. Neither for furniture. If you sit down in a bed, is it faulty?
You
sit down, don't use any chair, any coaches, unnecessarily carpet. What expenditure? We have no expenditure for personal self. And it's still your fault. What can we do? We don't purchase any cosmetic, this clay pillow, we said to say. Don't apply any pomade or cosmetic or ointment, either for our girls or ourselves. We don't. It's very simple. After 15 days, we say there is no use of cutting or decorating. No, 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 this thing. We have no doctors, deal it. At least I say, doctors, please. I'm always sick. I never go to the doctor. Give me a little knee, give me a little this. That's all. What? Unless that friendly says it can make. As far as going to the doctor.
As you go to the bank, they're wondering, well, then what do we do with the money?
Spend for Christmas. Spending 8 lakhs of rupees in Bombay for Christmas.
Yeah.
Every month.
We did that to show them how many bubbles we're printing and how many
No. I'm really canvassing Gopal Krishna. Please go. I don't want to keep money in the bank. Canvass into the book and keep it in our bank. I might ask him. Whatever little money I got, I don't want to keep in the bank. I want to convert it, purchase paper, paint book, that these rascals will never be able to take anything from us. Then I am asking every time. As Gopal, the print book, and keep it nicely. Otherwise, somebody may steal and sell in the market. The book should be printed and kept by the circle. This is our program. And we're speaking from the Vedic pretension. Don't bypass any magic, any legendary, any mystic power. We have no mystic power. So, which one they find God? I don't think we have got any loophole.
Present our whole program.
Our only business is how to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality. That is all. Our quarrel with our man, why is temple dancing? Why there is no flower in the beautiful? This is a fight. We have no other cause of fight. And why should you show magic? But this encourages going and it's good. This rascals will be exposed. Neither they want. They are becoming skeptic.
Yeah.
Nobody is qualified, just this is their language. Because they have confronted with some not qualified, they have concluded that everyone is not qualified.
It's
very easy to just kind of brush it along with the cat. A man's household utensils was taken by the tree. He promised, I shall not purchase any more utensils. I shall eat on the floor. Because the thief has stolen my pledge, I'm not going to purchase anymore. I shall eat from the floor. So there was that good dream of now.
Maybe the example is because
someone has been passing
camp and
takes
money.
Yeah.
After the money
is
spent, all the money
you get. They concluded, no more take any money. I'll answer. At least in India, Bhagavad Gita is accepted. The God science literature all over the world. Every country. So why they do not tell? Bhagavad Gita is the standard. Thank you. My mother was very much fond of bhikkhus. After resting in the afternoon, she would take something very sour, pickle, we used to take with her also. We are small children. My mother died when I was only 14 years old. That means the house belongs to one of our relatives, and his, her son, stepson, she sold the whole house to a Marwari without the knowledge of this man. She was a grandmother. So when the house was sold in those days, about 100 years ago, not 100 years, about 90 years. In Mahatma Gandhi wrote the most important, that Mallik Sanskar Singh. That was one of the Mallik's house. For 12,000 one big of that and grand building. So it was unknown to the stepmother, the stepson, solely. When he appealed to the High Court that I belong to a respectable family, and this my spoiled stepson has sold the house without my knowledge, then where shall I go? The High Court considered that the drunkard's son has sold at a cheap price, and she belongs to a respectable family, where she is from. And the High Court order was, the half of the house shall be used by this lady during her lifetime. You cannot take possession. The Marwari who purchased. So under that grandmother, we used to live. So therefore, this half portion of the house was a Marwari school. So it is just like our temple and place. So my father first admitted me in that Marwari school. So I learned this Devanagari in India for a few days. I was the only Bengali student there. Because I was little, my father thought that instead of my house and the house, we leave the house very school. So I'm getting admitted. Then school name is Vishwanath Marwari Vidyalaya or something like that. And later on, they constructed huge buildings, Siddharth Vidyalaya. And then the house was vacated. So, in the beginning, I was admitted in the Marwari school. I learned little Hindi there. And that was a little chance of understanding Hindi. And I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. Then somebody met Saranpur. That was, of course, not in the school. Then in our college, there are many up and three classmates. One of them was Dinanath. He came here. Dinanath Dwarkana. He's a good entire. Oh, okay. He was leader in the police court. MABL. Now, I really told him that you stay here with the right and right in me. Mandira is the temple of disease. The temple of disease is the temple of misery. Not only disease, there are so many other things. Matras Parsa Sukhunti or Sita Sukhunti. Simply doing so. Sarira Vanga. Asannapi Klesha Daya. Daya. Daya means Klesha. 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 They do not know this side. They do not know how to get out of this body. There is no science. There is only science, Krishna. We do not know the signs, we do not know what is the real position, how troubles come, how we are suffering, nothing of this. And our Krishna consciousness moment is simply dealing with this. How to get out of this entanglement of the body. That is only problem. And the materialistic person, we do not think it is a problem. Manasaskani in the Ari, but this is Kani person. We are dealing with the real problems. And others, they do not know what is the problems, what to speak of dealing with. Completely in ignorance. How the body is changing, why there are different forms of life, where from they are coming. They do not feel resisting.
Everybody
thinks that the body is for enjoyment. This, I think, is the
thought of pleasure.
The enjoyment of God's kingdom. We also thought to be enjoyment. Maybe that thing, enjoying. And other little polished way. We are also the same. In a polished way. By dressing nicely. Everyone is ignorant. To be ignoring how we find out the mind. Nāmi jānāti, māmi bhaktaravam brahmā. Eating and sense enjoyment, conquer. So, no sleeping, no eating, and no sense enjoyment, and that is perfect. Nidjahara vihara kāra vijito, tattam to vino. By the three most material nature. it is explained further that Purusha Prakritistha Bhunti Karanam Guna Sangatasya
Karanam Guna Sangatasya Karanam Guna Sangatasya Karanam Guna Sangatasya
Sadatana Jaru Jodhi Purusha Prakritistha Bhunti. So this is a big part about this. Have
By nature, when the entity has particular parts of the body and particular parts of psyche combined with biological activity accordingly, there are several entities of men functioning in the three models of material nature. Those who are fueling the mode of movement are called Brahmins. Those who are fueling the mode of passion are called Kshatriyas. Those who are in the mode of both passion and ignorance are called Righteous. And those who are completing in ignorance are called Shudras. And those who are less than them are animals or animal wives. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, still, by this power of illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this bodily conception of one, and thus we think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the mode of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is behind all these modes. But what Krishna says that men, deluded by these three modes of nature, do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature. And all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of rudeness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the absolute truth. They are the rulers before the Supreme Lord in his personal riches, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, faith, and renunciation. But even those who are in goodness cannot understand what motives are there for those of passion and ignorance. Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
This is the explanation of our lives. I don't think in any other religion such is possible. Dr. Alan Krishna. The communist country completely lost. Believers they are thinking that they external adjustment by following the mass theory, forgetting theory, and killing the capitalism. Inventing the bogus ways of happiness. 주안전의 목소.
세번째.
간신의 부호. 그지 뭐?
오케이. And that city is Russia. One has to wait for years in order to get an apartment. In that city, if one wants to get an apartment, he has to wait for years.
I said.
And Anatole was telling me, another sentence. His whole family was living in that, but you did not see his room. His room is very small. Maybe two times the size of your kitchen. The whole family was living in the mother, grandmother, father, him. And when Mandakini went there, she was also living there. Very small.
Kitchen room.
Kitchen room, really a kitchen room.
So why this is?
Only one room. Because there's no economics in making progress. This situation is very bad. And all the buildings, if you notice, they were very old.
Yes, I know.
They were built in the time of Stalin.
Not Stalin. That is ruling the Tsar.
Sorry.
He could not do that.
That university is very old. And all the big buildings are very old. And like you said, there's no taxi.
Yes.
No food. The women are working.
Yes.
Like
sweeper.
Sweeper. All fat.
Why is that fat?
Just eating potatoes and
meat.
Meat, pork meat, pig's meat.
Very easy to punch. And advertising, communist tax holding, so happy.
I know all the literature concerns itself with struggling against capitalism, struggling to.
And mass of people, they're very morose, aren't they?
Yes,
they're being. And they speak to see that there's nothing in their face. Means terrorism. If they do anything against the finished.
All these communist countries are like that. In many of these countries, people are all depressed.
There is no taxi. You cannot get taxi and call. And the taxi driver, you want something more?
Yes, sir.
Very bad country. The communist country.
I was asking this boy that was here a few days ago from South India, from Kerala. He was in Russia. I asked him, what did you eat there? How did you stay for 1 year?
Am I eating meat?
No, he said, I was able to get frozen vegetables from the south of Russia. They freeze it and then they sell it. He said, but it's very expensive. Very costly. He was getting frozen.
That is also nasty. Frozen means nasty. I never take frozen. In the beginning, I thought it's very nice. We can get fresh vegetables. But we are not at all fresh. All rotten. Rather the same vegetable as we have got in India practice, we dry it. And keep it.
Yeah.
That is tasteful. Yeah. In season time, suppose this season, there is huge quantity of vegetable. So here the system is, they cut into pieces. This, and dry it in the sun. And keep it. And during out of season, it is soaked in water. It revives the old taste.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can cook. It must be, but still there is some taste. But this frozen, it has no taste. Sometimes gobi, it's got taste for it. Even they are in India, those are three seaters. They keep this dry fish. They fresh fish, they smear with turmeric and salt and keep it in the sunshine and they dry it. Of course, the spiritus know what is the taste. But they keep it. You mean it matter? Kadasyam hakkhan kare, nanajani bhavan kare, tāra janma adhaptare. एक जगह को मिला है हैदराबाद में थोड़ा ऑर्गेनाइज किया जाए आदमी को फ्रेश वेजिटेबल खाने का चीज मिले और मजे से भगवान का प्रसाद पाए और भगवान कीर्तन करें यही हो जाता है उनको बाहर के जाने का कोई जरूरत नहीं. दिस आई वॉन्ट टू इंट्रोड्यूस. Let them be satisfied whatever they can produce themselves locally. But it's a little plant, little food. Anyone can produce this. There is no difficulty at all. They must agree to this simple life. Otherwise, anywhere you can produce your own food and crop and a cottage. Possibly can construct big buildings. There is no need. And they should be satisfied, happy with Krishna. Then life is happy. This I want to introduce now. Anyway, it is practical. It is not something bogus. It is. We have already experimented. By God's grace, we can produce everything from the land. Sarvakama duhamahi. Sarvakama duhamahi. We can get everything. If they are satisfied with this simple life, there is this great time for Krishna consciousness and happy life. In India, they don't require even cottage. One khatiya, he said to say, keep it in one place and lie down. For 8 months, at least 6 months, it is very nice at night. Even in daytime, it is very hot, night it is cool. So, you have a very good sleep, soothing, then you become refreshed in the morning. If you have got good sleep at night, then you become refreshed. Your health is there. Evacuate, take morning, snack, and chapati. During very hot season, they don't take any chapati. They take some fruit. guava, and there's a, what is called that? Hmm? What is the guava plant?
Melon.
Melon, yes. In the hospital, you get 100 million, this, how that million? Very nice. In this upcountry still, in the village, they did this and they don't eat. They did this and they take some fruits. At night when it is cool, they cool chop and they they make some chapati. One time.
Mm.
Is it not? Rather make happen in that night. Because daytime it is so hot, it is embarrassing to cook and to dance yourself. Better take food, this milan, and at night, three or four chapatis according to it, and go to sleep. Very happy life it was. All over India. There is no question of poverty. People did not know what is poverty. And now it is poverty. They do not get any sufficient food.
Industrialization.
Ugrupam. I don't like industrialization.